Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
Are we on the air? Oh, we are on the air. We are on the airwaves. We are flying. We are flying through the sky together. You and me and me and you. You like that? I just made that up. I just made that up just now. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Brandon Ide, with Enjoy the Ride Podcast. It's another day, another dollar. So I have been on this fitness kick thanks to my wife, because she's been a beast at the gym lately, and it's kind of motivating me to do some stuff of my own. So I am currently 180 pounds, or I was a few days ago, and I downloaded this application onto my iPhone from the App Store, and it is called Six Pack in 30 Days, and it's completely free, doesn't cost you any money, and basically what it is, it's a workout guide specifically for abs, obviously, hence Six Pack, and it does it by three different difficulty levels. The first one being losing belly fat, aka beginner level. The second one being rock hard abs, which is the intermediate level. And then finally the toughest level, which is six pack abs. That's the advanced level. So I just said, all right, screw it. I'm going to do the advanced level and we'll see just how hard it is. And I got to tell you, it's pretty tough. Pretty tough. I was doing the workout and I was feeling it, and I knew that I probably wasn't ready for the full workout the first day, but I did it anyway, and I did it probably a little bit slower than I was supposed to, but it doesn't matter just as long as you get it done. So I got it done. It usually consists of anywhere from 20 to 23 different workouts and then three or four different stretches at the end, so that way you're not so sore for the next day. And the cool thing about it is they have it in like 3-day spans. So you do day one, day two, day three, and then on day four you get a rest day. So that's pretty sweet. So you do the rest day, and then it moves you on to the next 3 days. So it's like 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, 1 day off. And I like that. I actually just purchased a workout mat, like one of those, you know, squishy ones that you can lay on and sweat on and do whatever. Because I was getting tired of laying down on carpet and my back got really itchy. I don't know if you've ever had carpet burn, but it's not great. So I got a workout mat and it's really, really nice. I just gotta be sure to wipe it off when I'm done because I sweat quite a bit. I don't know about you. I'm a sweater. I sweat quite a bit. So I'm trying to work on that, trying to, you know, wear certain clothing that wicks away moisture and whatnot. But yeah, like I said, this advanced six-pack abs, the toughest one, 3 days on, 1 day off. Today's my day off, and I am so thankful because I'm kind of sore. But I think I'll be ready to get back at it tomorrow for the next three-day span. And the cool thing is, too, like, they give you a report, and I can't believe that this is free because they give you so much information. Like, they tell you your time disclosed in the workout, so how long you've been doing it for. They tell you the kilocalories that may have been burned off, estimated regular calories. It's great. The whole thing is great. And I mean, you can put in all your stuff. You can connect it to your Apple Health if you also have an iPhone. And I don't know what you guys listen to when you work out, but for the first 2 days of this six pack in 30 days thing, I literally only listened to X Gon' Give It To Ya by DMX. And I just listened to that song on repeat over and over and over because it's just the jam, you know? It's just, it gets you pumped up to work out. It gets you pumped up to do some physical exercises. So I was listening to that for 2 days straight. And then on the third day, I was like, well, hold on, I'm going to mix it up. You know, I'm at my house. I have Wi-Fi, so I'm not using any data. So I'm going to go ahead and download Pandora and see if I can get some hard rock going. So I got some hard rock going. And like on Pandora, hard rock isn't really hard rock. It's like a mixture of Seether and then like Stained and then maybe Breaking Benjamin. So it's like it goes hard and it goes soft and it's up and down and it's debatable. But it did me well for day three. So I went with it on day three, and then you know, today is day four, so I get to chill. And honestly, I am in some sweatpants and a long sleeve shirt right now, and I'm feeling like looking up some funny stuff, or maybe even some Ask Reddits here. That's what I'll do in the meantime, you know, when the wife's at work and she's working thirds and I'm just chilling by myself. I'm either working out or I'm sitting watching some kind of sport, either football or basketball, or I'm browsing Reddit. So let's see what we got on Reddit. So we're on r/AskReddit. That's where you can literally ask any question you want. And by the looks of it, there are thousands of people that will answer with legitimate stories and detailed answers. So let's see. What's the strangest punishment your parents ever gave? Ooh, this is interesting. What's the strangest punishment your parents ever gave you? The strangest punishment your parents ever gave you. Okay, but well, before I dive into the comments, I'm gonna see if I can answer that myself. The strangest punishment your parents ever gave you. I don't know. Growing up, like obviously there were punishments if you did something wrong, but there wasn't anything too out of the ordinary. There was one time in the grocery store when I was real, real little, and so was my brother. He's a couple years older than me. But still, we were both real little, and I guess that we were fighting or something, and my mom made us hold hands while we walked through the grocery store. So he and I were just hand in hand, and we looked like best buds, even though we hated each other at the time, and we're fighting and bickering nonstop. So that was funny slash strange. You know, I didn't get it at the time, but I held his hand anyway because, like, I don't know. I didn't know what the worst punishment was if I didn't hold his hand, so I'm like, all right, give me your hand, whatever. All right, so let's get into this thread. What's the strangest punishment your parents ever gave you? If you could answer this question, what would you say was the strangest punishment your parents ever gave you? I bet you could probably think of one or two things, if not more. I don't know, parents are strange sometimes with punishments, because like they don't want to do the basic thing that they've done over and over because they're seeing that it's starting to wear off, so they're like, okay, you know what, let's try something new. And that's where it gets unusual. So let's get into the comments here. First comment, my parents said I was playing too much Skyrim when it came out, so they took the router with them to work every day. Good thing you don't need internet to play an offline single player game. That's amazing. This dude's parents thought that they were just so smart. And they don't even know about Skyrim at all. Educate yourself on games before you punish your kids for playing those games too much. You hear me, parents? I mean it. All right, let's see. What do we got? I pissed off my mom one day, and as punishment, she stormed into my room and took the power cord from my computer. I hadn't played on the computer in like 1 year. It wasn't connected to the internet and only had The Sims on it. She was so pissed and ripped the cord so hard it moved my desk away from the wall, and I didn't even care. Not a very well thought out punishment. See, like, how many of these parents, like, even know what their kids are into? Like, you have to know your kid well to know what to take away from them to where it will affect them. You know, like, I'm not gonna, like, if my kid loves, he loves tossing the football outside. I'm not gonna go into his room and like I'm not gonna go into his room and throw his PlayStation 4 on the ground because he's not gonna care. No, I'm gonna go in there with probably, I don't know, like a flathead screwdriver and stab his football and watch it deflate in front of him. And then I'll be like, "What's up now? What's up now? I guess you can't do the thing that you love." No, honestly, I'm not that mean. I probably wouldn't even do that to my kid. I'd probably just be like, "Look, man, I'm taking this with me. I'd do like those parents did earlier and just take it with them to work every day. I just put the football in my car and I'd just like put it in the trunk so there's no way he could get to it unless he had my keys, which he'll never have or she'll never have. I don't know. I don't know. So many punishments that you could think of. And it's funnier too because the older you get and the more you think about having kids, the more like punishments come to mind. All right, let's see. What's this one? I had to fill cut open tennis balls with pennies. I'm still not sure what that was about. I was innocent, by the way. Okay, so somebody proceeded to cut open a tennis ball and then fill it up, or no, not fill it up with pennies, make someone else fill it up with pennies. That is super duper strange. I don't really get why you would I guess it's tedious. It's a tedious thing to do, and it can be kind of annoying after a while. I don't really get that as a punishment, though. I'd probably never make my kids do that. Let's see. Do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. I am so sorry if I just got that stuck into your head. I apologize. Let's see. For some reason, my parents allowed my brother and I to have a very basic bow and arrow, which we were allowed to shoot at a cardboard box in the backyard. Oh, that's cool. So they're like practicing archery. Being very young and very dumb, I crawled into the box while my brother was firing. Parents were not pleased, and to demonstrate how dangerous what I had done was, they made me lay on the couch for the whole day and pretend I was in a hospital bed. What? Oh, man. All right, that's super strange. You know what your punishment is? Lay down. You're basically an animal now. Lay down. Just lay down. Let's see. Me and my sister were fighting after I tried to steal some of her chili fries, and she stabbed me with a fork. Dad took us out back and tied us up face to face with a rope. Told us when you figure out how to work together, you will be able to get out. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Somebody's getting a little more weird than I'd like them to be. All right, next one. Withheld dinner, and I was only allowed to have bread and butter. My mother is a terrible cook, so I was super okay with this. All right, dope. So it's basically like jail. You get your bread and your butter, and you don't really get a good home cooked meal. Fair enough. I get that. Let's see. When I was little, my mom's go-to punishment was to make me kneel on uncooked rice for about 15 minutes. Had to keep a straight back or else the time was increased. She did this because that was how her mom punished her and her brother. She eventually stopped using this punishment after she set some clear boundaries with my very controlling grandmother. She never felt right making me do it. My little sister never had to go through it. I kind of resented that for a while. Let's see. But eventually was grateful she didn't experience it. Whoa. Kneel on uncooked rice for about 15 minutes. Okay, yeah, I could imagine that. Uncooked rice, it's really ticky-tacky and it's really hard. And I mean, if you're putting all your weight onto it, like a knee to the ground, and then there's rice between your knee and the ground, then yeah, it's gonna hurt. It's probably gonna feel similar to gravel or, just shoving your knee in a pile of rocks, basically. So I get how that could be a punishment. It's a little painful. I get that. Let's see here. I was not allowed to read unless it was specifically for school. What? Bro, that's so weird. I was not allowed to read unless it was specifically for school. How often were you reading to where your parents were like, "Look, you gotta do something else. Put down the book." How many parents are saying, "Put down the book"? Probably not many. Let's see, what's this here? This is a follow-up comment on that. My teacher stopped letting me bring books to class because I would finish my work early and read. I got the answers right and I wasn't causing trouble, so I still don't get why. Here's another one. I got in trouble for practicing cursive writing after my assignments were done. One of my deskmates said it bothered her, so I wasn't allowed. Still salty about that. What? Hey, you know how like you make words, but like you put extra curves and stuff into them and make them look real fancy? Yeah, that bothers me, and I'm gonna need you to stop doing that. All right? Is this like, was this a school in Boston? Like, did this girl just look over at you, and she looked at her regular handwriting and then looked at your cursive, and she was like, "Oh, you think you're better than me? You think you're better than me?" It's probably something like that, I'm assuming. Let's see. What else do we got here? Sometimes I just bide my time with made-up elevator music. The elevator music really keeps me going. It's for those blank moments where I'm not thinking about a good specific thought, and I'm like I just want to ramble, but I don't really want to say anything, or else I'll sound stupid. So I fill it in with the elevator music. Let's see what we got here. Do-do-do. If I misbehaved in a car, my mom would lower the window and say that a bird would fly in if I continue to misbehave. Whoa. That a bird would fly in? I get that. Okay. I see how that could be effective for a little kid. Because, like, you tell them that a bird's gonna fly. Either you take. Okay, it's gonna go one of two ways. Either you're gonna tell the kid that a bird's gonna fly into the car, and they're gonna be like, sweet, I'm gonna keep going because birds are awesome. Or they're gonna be like, that sounds really scary. I don't want a bird in the car. I'm gonna stop what I'm doing. So you got a 50-50 shot on that one. I honestly don't know about the old bird technique. I don't know. All right, let's see. I would get grounded to the front porch because when I was grounded in my room, I would entertain myself with literally anything, even lint from the carpet. So my dad finally had enough and made me sit on the front porch, and I wasn't allowed to talk to anyone except to say that I'm grounded and can't talk. Hi, I'm grounded and I can't talk. Let's see. Random stranger walks by. Hi, I'm grounded. My dad said I can't talk to you. Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. All right, what else we got here? Da-da-da-da. It is first. No. These are relatively normal. I'm trying to find some good ones. A little brother. I still don't know what I did wrong. Ha! I get it. I get it. Let's see. My mom was pretty old school, so she wasn't against spanking, which was my usual punishment. Strangest was when I made fun of my sister for wetting the bed, calling her a baby and stuff. My mom wasn't happy because I was making her cry and setting her back. So as a punishment, she made me wear a pull-up whenever my sister had to. Whoa. Jeez, man. Imagine not needing a diaper and then someone making you wear a diaper. Like, that's degrading. That's just degrading. I don't know how to feel about that. I have no clue how to feel about that. Oh, man. It's so late at night right now. Oh, it's so late at night. This is that late night pod. This is that late night podcast. ASMR. With your boy, Brandon Ide. Ha cha 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 cha. Ta 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 ta. Ki 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 ki. Boop 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 boop. Isn't audio so weird? Audio is so strange. You're listening, you're not visually seeing anything, but you're entertained because you have an imagination and you can use that imagination to visualize what you're hearing. At least that's what I do. Some people just listen and they enjoy it, but I like to actually try to visualize what's going on in the situation or what people are describing. I love doing that. I've always been a fan of visualizing. I think it works for entertainment. I think it works for keeping yourself busy, and I think it works for life in general, you know? Visualizing your goals, visualizing your successes and your failures. And I don't really know how this podcast got so deep just now. Sorry about that. But sorry, not sorry, I guess, because it's good to get deep on things sometime. It's good to get deep in subjects sometimes. I personally know for a fact that I'm probably gonna be a hippie or something when we move to Portland, my wife and I. I'm probably just gonna be a hippie. I have a beard now, but it's like it's controlled. I've trimmed it down to an inch all around, so it looks pretty cropped up. It looks pretty good. But I think once we move to Portland, I'm probably just gonna smoke weed all day and bang on a bongo drum and talk to people about peace and global warming and climate control and all kinds of stuff, man. All kinds of granola-y green stuff. And that's all right. You know, we got one planet. We might as well take care of it. Unless Mars has bathrooms. The only thing I was concerned about with the whole Mars thing was, are there bathrooms? 'Cause I don't want it to be like someplace in China. I can't remember if it's China or Japan where people just go to the bathroom wherever they want because it's so populated that you can't find an actual open bathroom to do your business in. So people just go in like potted plants and on the ground in public places, no less. As long as Mars isn't like that and it's not just like the animal kingdom, I think we'll be fine. Just set up a urinal on
on one of the bases, one of the aeronautics and space bases. Which, by the way, do you know what NASA stands for? NASA stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. That's what NASA stands for. I see people with NASA hats and NASA shirts. I just recently got a NASA shirt from Target because, I gotta follow the zeitgeist. I gotta be in the crowd. I gotta be in the know with all the cool people. So I got a NASA shirt, and I already knew what NASA meant. So I was like, all right, I'm ahead of the game. One step ahead. So I thought it'd be fine to purchase the shirt. I got that shirt, and I also got my wife a Jurassic Park shirt because she really, really loves Jurassic Park. She actually likes dinosaurs in general, but you didn't know that, and now you do. See, this podcast is informative. It's informative to me, to you, to the entire population that listens to it. And it's funny because, I'll put on sponsored ads for these, but how it works is you have to have so many listens before you actually start getting paid from the sponsored segments. So, I would need 100 listens per podcast to even get a penny, I believe. One penny for 100 different listeners listening to this pod. Right now, I've got an average of about 12. 12 people per podcast. And I just started this thing. This is like the 10th, I can't read, like the 10th or 11th episode. I think it's the 10th. And 12 people for 10 episodes, that's more than one person per episode. And I'm cool with that. When you're just starting out, sometimes things are going to go a little bit slower than you want them to. And that's okay. All that matters is that you started. And you just got to keep it going. Like so many people, they start something and then they fall off because they just get busy with something else or they just procrastinate or get lazy with it. And it's like, look, it doesn't matter how many people are listening or who those people are. At the moment, since I'm not huge and my podcast isn't huge, this is perfect because this is a chance for me to just freelance and say whatever I want to say whenever I want to say it. Because I genuinely enjoy doing this, and I genuinely enjoy people listening to this because I know that I'm getting to some ears out there, you know? I'm like, it's almost like I have this antenna, and I'm trying to get that signal to know that this is working. I'm trying to get the fuzziness out of my channel and get some clarity. And I feel like I get that when I get listeners on the pod. So you guys are really important, and I love you guys. Like I said earlier, it's super late, so I think I'm gonna go to bed now. But I'll be up bright and early, and because I got work. Tomorrow should be a short day, so that'll be nice. Come home, spend some time with the wife of my life, before I officially go on down to Ohio. Because we're doing a little road trip, and me and my family, we're doing a road trip, 10-hour drive down to Missouri, to see my uncle and aunt and my cousins. So that should be pretty awesome. We're gonna be down there for a week, and I'm probably gonna pick up a little bit of the accent, but don't worry, that'll fade away fast. I'll drink some homemade moonshine, and I will put a toast out to all of my listeners. So there will definitely be a follow-up pod. Following up on the Missouri trip and exactly what we did. So be ready for that because it'll be here hot, hot and fresh on a Friday morning next week. So I love you guys. I'm going to bed now. A good night and bye-bye.